At 9, it's Press Watch. Teresa Mitchell brings you news you're not supposed to know on her counter-propaganda call-in talk show. At 9:30, Fight the Empire welcomes Daniel Lazar to discuss the mainstream media's Vladimir Putin obsession and how he's scapegoated for the U.S. election outcome and more. At 10, Chris Andre hosts Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentaries. At 10:15, it's Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein, your daily news magazine. At 11, Between the Covers talks to Max Nemtsov about his Russian translation of the classic Gravity's Rainbow. At 11:30, Black Book Talk presents Portland native Renee Watson and her new Piecing Me Together. Thanks, KBOO members, for your generous support. Not a current member? You can become one by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate. Good night, Aaron.
Good night, Ray. And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station.
Yes, it is that time again for News from the Boo, our weekly program on or at right around 5:45 on Wednesdays when we hear from folks inside of KBOO about happenings around your independent community radio station. I'm Aaron J. Bernard, and tonight, live in the studio, we've got Gil Cardone and Delphine Crescenzo, KBOO's newly hired station co-managers. Welcome.
Thank you, Aaron.
Hi, Aaron. Thanks for having us.
So we've had Del on the show a few times before, but
yes.
One more time, why don't you give anybody who hasn't heard before just a little bit of background on you and your history with KBOO, and then we'll hear from Gil as well.
Sure, and so now in a new role, and I'm very humbled and honored to be in that role, I have been a board member at KBOO for the past 2.5 years. I've also been a volunteer for the last almost 6 years. I've been a programmer, I have support with trainings, and for the last 2 years I've been supported with strategic planning and supporting our station manager, Monica Beamer. I came to hear that Monica was thinking about leaving and thought that this position could be something that I could help with, and reached out to Gil to see if we could, run this particular job together and see if, just like Mike and Monica did a few years back, if we could share also the position. So that's a little bit about me. I'm into radio. I really love KBOO. I'm also into independent media, and community radio is really what my heart is, because I'm all about teaching the people how to do all this stuff so that we can get out there the messages that needs to be out. I think that's one of the main reasons why people love KBOO, for our messages.
How about you, Gil?
Well, I'm also very much into independent media. I was living actually in New York City before I moved to Portland. It's going on close to 3 years now, 3 years ago. And I had put together an artist collective over there of independent musicians, and it grew to include artists of all disciplines, and photography, videography, painters, and so forth. And when I moved here, I wanted to really get immersed in the arts and culture here in Portland. And I Googled volunteering because I thought it was a good way to get involved with the community, and sure enough, KBOO was towards the top of the list. I said, oh yeah, music for sure. And it was much more when I arrived. It's everything, and it was exactly the place where I felt right at home, very welcome, and coming in not really knowing much about Portland. It's the community that really drew me in and kept me. So I began volunteering. I was a guest DJ a few times. I did some trainings for live music engineering. So when bands would come to KBOO, I would be there, on the soundboard. I also joined the board along with Dell for 1 year. And now we're here. I also coordinated a couple of events because I joined the events committee while I was on the board. And so hopefully some people out there, some of our friends, went to the Silent Disco last December, or perhaps even the comedy show we had recently just in September.
So you guys have decided to carry on the co-manager model that Mike and Monica brought forward to KBOO 3 years ago. Tell us about the model, its strengths, and how you're hoping it's going to work.
Sure. I think that the model is really based on trying to bring different skills to the job. I think the station manager job is really, really big and large and encompasses just a lot, because KBOO is not just a radio station. So there is the programming piece of it, but we're also a membership organization. So we have a big membership department. Also, it's a community. So we are also have a volunteer department. We also work on anti-oppression. But, but we're also a nonprofit. So there's also lots of things around nonprofit management that need to be taken care of. So it's a very wide range of things that need to be done. And not that, both of us individually, or that, one individual, Monica has shown that one individual is able to carry it all. But I think that we were looking at maybe coming with both of our skill sets and feel complementary in the position. And I think that that's a model that can really work for KBOO, just because, different people work with, different styles, different experiences. So we wanted to bring differences also to the table as an asset. And also, I think that both of us are pretty involved in the community, and we want to be able to, maintain a certain level of engagement in the community. I enjoy teaching. I teach for Rosemary Anderson High School. I really enjoy that. I enjoy my students, want to be able to still be involved. And I'm involved also around other things, the same for Gil. So we wanted to be able to, continue what we're doing in the community, because also we see our place in the community as, very important tools for networking, also for KBOO. And, I've used a lot. Actually, if you're listening to Keeping It Real at 7 p.m., students and a student and a teacher from Rosemary Anderson High School are running the show tonight. So Aron and Nick Deasy will be on.
Check it out.
Yeah.
Check it out. And Gil, what about you? Were there any responsibilities that, as you guys were kind of going down the list of what a station manager does, that really popped out for you as far as, this is really going to play to my strengths?
Absolutely. Speaking, mentioning again the artist collective that I founded in New York City, actually went on hiatus for a while, of course, because I moved here, but I actually launched a chapter here in Portland just a couple years ago now, and it's doing really well. And it's along the same lines where, I have, some of my time and attention will go to that, and still, building ties and relationships and networking between the artists and local small businesses and nonprofits in the community. But so that would definitely play to my strengths. And of course, I'm an artist, I'm a musician, play music most of my life. And I think both of us, Dell and I, being on the board, we had a real, a good introduction to the administration and the governance of KBOO. And as Dell mentioned, the wide array of responsibilities there are. And yes, I think our skills and experience are complementary, and they fit together really well. And I think we'll create a good balance for helping to be a part of the team here at KBOO with staff and volunteers.
So outgoing station manager Monica is here through the month of February. What's she going to be doing after that time?
Well, she is definitely still going to be involved with our community. She is interested in continuing to support the 50th anniversary. So also, folks, if you are interested in joining that committee, it's now a great time to join. 2018 is going to be KBOO's 50th anniversary. So we are working really hard to create a whole plethora of different events and campaigns, etc. And one of the things that we're trying to do is also raise some funds so that we can do that. So if you are looking to helping, you know, so Monica will be continuing to help us with the 50th anniversary. And I know she's also committed to continuing to take part in the anti-oppression monthly discussion. We have an ongoing group of KBOO volunteers, staff, listeners who come together, discuss anti-oppression and practice interrupting, and discuss ways that we can work on this here at KBOO. So I know she'll be continue to be involved with our community and also be involved with other projects. So she's very strong and active in the houseless community. So I know she'll continue to do a lot of advocacy in that regards as well.
And what projects are you two really excited to get started on right away?
As Del mentioned, we're continuing with the anti-oppressions study skills and ally workshops. It's really, really key and important. I think the mission and goals of KBOO basically, you know, started when KBOO was founded back in the 60s. So that's an important project to continue with. I believe there's an archiving project currently going on. It's been going on for a while, and we have a really great team working on that. It's very important to preserve the history and culture of KBOO and Greater Portland, of course. And then, as Del mentioned, yes, just some fundraising and going out into the community and meeting more of the members and other people, and possibly bringing in some more volunteers to really see what KBOO is all about. Hopefully get involved with us in many of the events we have coming up in the year.
Yeah, I mean, and more immediately, there's also our February membership drive that's coming up. That would be February 8th through the 15th. So we'll definitely, as we get adjusted and get a good handle on everything that the job will entails, we'll also be supporting all staff and volunteers with the membership drive. These are kind of all hands on deck. So if you are a KBOO volunteer, please reach out to our volunteer coordinator and sign up to support us. And if you're not yet a KBOO member, go to kboo.fm and check us out there and show your support. I think something else that I'm, you know, very excited to be able to do is just continue to develop the relationship that I have been developing as a volunteer and as a board member with all of the staff at KBOO. I'm super, super excited to be part of such an open-minded team, you know, that is working with in mind the best interest of all of us every day, and you know, just very, very excited to be able to continue to build on this, and also to be able to see how some of the skills and experiences that we bring forward are going to, you know, could be used to support the station.
All right, I'm going to get a little deep on you guys for a minute here. So we're living in a moment when I think a lot of people are really questioning the authenticity of not even just the mainstream media, but even maybe the media on either side. And I'm curious, kind of looking at your longer term goals as station co-managers, how can KBOO earn back the trust of listeners? How can they fill that void? How can we fill that void with our coverage? And how are you going to make sure that happens?
That's a great question, Aaron. Thank you. And as we know, with the new landscape of the government here that we have, I think what KBOO does and has done and will do is continue to be the voice of the community for, you know, more underrepresented voices and trying to get everybody heard. And we're going to definitely continue with that. I think transparency is extremely important, so we will use all channels that we have. I mean, you know, we're media. We're not just, you know, radio tower, though. We have social media. We have, you know, community outreach. We go tabling at events. You'll find us at not just KBOO events, but many events around Portland. So definitely if you see us at a table, whether it's the Blues Festival or something else, a parade, please stop by and say hi to us. We have, you know, the Fuzzy Boo Blue Van. We go out fairly often. If you see us, please
hard
wave.
To miss.
Yeah, hard to miss. And just, you know, during the regular hours of KBOO, when the station is open, come by and talk to us, because we really do appreciate and value the feedback from everybody. You know, of course we appreciate when you call in when we're on air, but please come and let us know. Give us your feedback, because we do want to know where can we improve, what more can we do, where are some things in the community that were we missed, and we'll definitely like to shine a light on that and get to know more people as we also go out and into the community. And yeah.
And for any listeners out there who might feel particularly galvanized to action, what does KBOO need help with right now, tomorrow, this week?
As Del mentioned, the volunteers, of course, we have many, many great and fantastic volunteers, but, you know, there are many busy schedules as well, so it's hard to kind of capture that time frame when people have time to come in. So please, if you do have time to come in with, as Del mentioned, we have a membership drive coming up. Please come and join that on February 8th. And then, you know, check our social media, Facebook page, and check the website, kboo.fm, for other ways to get involved. As I mentioned, when I joined as a volunteer, I learned many things. There's trainings that you can get in, you know, whether it's media related to photography, music, live music engineering, audio. And all we ask in return is for some volunteer hours. It's a good exchange.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. This has been Erin talking with the new KBOO station co-managers, Delphine and Gil. Welcome into your new role.
Thank you, Erin.
You're listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 6 o'clock on the dot. And next is Kitchen Table Conversation with Mary Poster-Waits. Tonight, we are talking about raising youth, parenting, young people, what they're going through. Please, if you have youth, grab them. If you are youth, grab your parents. This should be a nice conversation. Again, Kitchen Table Conversations is next on your community radio station, KBOO Portland.
KBOO Community Radio holds an open meeting concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503